MoMA has this funny smell at the private part, and it makes me very uncomfortable. We have been intimate for just 2 times throughout the whole year I've been with her. But anytime she visits and I try go down, the smell hits me so hard that, I mean, I don't even get erection. I have introduced her to my parents and we want to settle down. But I don't know how to tell her. It's somehow, I don't know how to tell her about the observation. But what do I do? Like, it's really eating me up.
And it's time for Candid on the Afternoon Definition. The voice you listened to is one of our listeners. He sent us a voice. Now, you actually can do that and send us to us. So, you know, you guys have been asking for a while now. So now I have a number that I can share with you that you can send me your messages directly. We did this intentionally with you in mind. So you can send us the numbers, okay? I'll share with you. And this thing here, we've had conversations, but today I have some really brilliant people. First off, this one lady, she works there. I've worked with her for years, since 2010. And this is the first time she's coming to sit in the studio. And I'm looking at her quietly and I've been laughing in my head. But she's an excellent and brilliant marketer and salesperson. I'll get back to that. And I have some really cool people, husband and wife. I'm really glad I have the two of them in here. I'm already vibing with the wife already. The husband, he's pretty cool and laid back. You know, IT for the, you know, the tech people there. But let me share something with you. Do you know the second biggest, you know, the biggest food and drink festival, music festival is back here again? And this is the second edition. This time it's going to be bigger and better. And it's powered by Hits 103.9 FM. It's supported by Joy FM and Joy Prime. It's bigger, it's better. It's going to be exciting. We're boasting of the best food and drink vendors going to be at the location. DJs, you know that we got that for you. Musicians for 2 unforgettable days. It's going to be lit. Activities include world-class music performances, local and continental food. You know that as a foodie, I'm going to be there, ground 10 toes down. Variety of drinks, fun activities like celebrity cooking competition. I know I can throw down really good. Fashion shows, FIFA competition, video games, art installation, photo booths, cultural exhibition, kids play area. So you don't have any excuse and say, oh, because of the kids. No, bring them along. They're also going to have fun with us and many more. The venue is the Good Park at the Accra Mall. It's happening on the 26th and 27th of October 2024 from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. So you can actually be at home, come around 5 o'clock, leave at 9 p.m. or 10 or 12. And it's 2 days. You can get your tickets all on all networks by just dialing *714*500#, *714*500#, or buy physical tickets at Airport Shell, Pinkberry Shop, Starbite Restaurants, Frankie's, Osu, Lemu, Accra Mall, Nalem Clothing, Tilande Tea Gardens. Yes, you can get tickets. And Pizza Man, Chicken Man. For more information, please visit www.eatdrinkmusicfestival.com or call 05501-88888 or 0209061237. It's proudly supported by Pizza Man, Chicken Man, Koa Impact, Lime AR, Twisco Onga, Cowbell, Electroland, Yango, and Bia App. Don't forget, the Eat Drink Music Festival is powered by Hits 103.9 FM, supported by Joy FM, and Joy Prime is happening live on the 26th and 28th October at the Good Park Accra Mall. Eat Drink Music Festival, the ultimate festival experience. You don't want to miss out. We're all going to be there and have a great time. So today, the panel is looking like a very business-like panel. Hello, Zion. How you doing, girl? Please speak up. We can't hear you.
Hi, boo.
Meanwhile, I'm so angry at you. And then I have the lady I was talking about. She's called Winifred Osei. Well, Winifred is very, you know, prim and proper and everything. I've known her since 2010, even before I decided I was going to have kids and everything. So she knows me very well. The cray cray and the, you know, yeah. So she, I can't pretend in front of her. She's one of my very, like, old friends. So yeah, she's on the show. And I'm grateful that she's here. And I have some two wonderful people. Hey, Miss Rhoda, how you doing?
I'm good. Hello.
Yeah, please. I like trouble. So since you're a lawyer,
no problem.
Please,
you're in good company.
Add me to your people, eh? hands up, I need help.
I got you.
Help
got you.
Me. Help me. Help me. Now, she's a U.S. immigration lawyer. She's with the Bethel Law Group, and she's an amazing woman. I like her.
Thank
Great
you.
Vibes already. And her beautiful husband is here, Mr. Richard Frimpong. He's an IT consultant. Tech boys got all the money.
They got the money.
I know. Yeah, techie boys, they got money. But it's good to have you in here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, girl, you did good.
You get it, right?
Yeah, okay. I get it. But this is going to be an interesting conversation. Now, we all listen to the audio. And you, my problem is, why now? 2 years. 2 years, but she's everything you want. She's your woman. No nagging, hardworking, everything for you. But is there down there, honey, it's not working properly. Ladies, let me start with two people first. So how can we help each other? Diana, you want to go first?
Yeah. I'm going to run away, so... Before
Diana says three things, we're live on Facebook. I need you to see these beautiful people in the studio. Join us at Hits 103.9 and kindly use the hashtag Canada on Hits FM and send me all your messages. I would definitely read them on the show. Diana, go ahead, darling.
So at this point, I want to relax and listen to the husband and wife. Like, how would they say it?
You see, I want to hear the man's perspective. You understand? Because 2 years dating a girl and then this thing, this bombastic thing, even armpits.
But this is very simple. I mean, we all have bad days. Women, we know we all have bad days when you went raw and be like, it's very normal. And unless, of course, it is very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And from what he's saying, it looks like it's that bad.
That he can't even get erection. he's not getting up.
But there's always human beings and talking. There's always a way around it.
But you said something that we ladies sometimes, we all have bad days,
yes.
And we know.
Yes.
Mm. But let me ask you something. What's your to-go, you know, cleansing situation? Because it's very important that we take good care of that place, dear.
Yeah.
We take good care of it. So
before senior high school,
mm-hmm.
I used to use the soap and other things to wash, and you're interested in the feminine wash and all mm-hmm. of that. At a point, me, I even like this detergent. I don't want to mention anybody.
No, don't.
But I've used the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Until I got to a point, I got educated that it is natural. It cleanses itself naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So just use water. You don't even have to go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Just use water on the minora and the on the
biora
legs,
right? And tins.
Yeah.
And minora and tins.
And it will go by itself. Like I said, we all have bad days. But you realize that a few days after those bad days, you're okay.
Yeah.
And you start smelling good.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take care of yourself too. We have bad days, doesn't mean you should eat anything.
Mm.
Or you should wear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Water is very hot. Some of the things you shouldn't wear. I mean, there are some people who, we don't wear...
Anti-pants.
I want to say I'm the president, but I'm not the president.
Hey, Jesus.
Ambassador. Oh, I just said I'm...
Ambassador.
Oh, no. What am I at me?
Counselor for that?
So, there are certain days. I mean, if you're home, you don't need to wear... Someone wear pants, wear underwear, wear tushes, wear what... Before you wear trousers. Why?
Why?
Then when you have bad days, you see, the men now, they cannot get up.
Hmm? You've discombobulated the whole situation.
But I think, let me just see what I have to say. And then the guy should find a way. It's just there. Oh, babe, you know, I love you. I love. Yeah, the married men are here. The married man and the woman, they are here. There are certain days when you hate him, you want to hold him to his head. But you say that, you know, I love you. I love the way your nose is shaped. Meanwhile, you don't like it. But you're just trying to get something solved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love the taste of the cookie. I love how whatever it is. But I think that for the last time we did it, I didn't really check the smell like that. What do you think we can do about it? Or have you also noticed? You get it? Don't push it as, I mean, you too, your nose is probably smelling like I don't like it, but I've not said anything.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? So, find a nice way, suggest, and let her open up, because your suggestions will make her open up. But if you go and you're attacking, I mean, it's not a nice thing for every woman to talk about.
At
even
all.
When women are talking about it, sometimes you need to gather the courage, or know that these people are my people before you go and tell them.
True that.
There are certain times when we are in a parliament, everybody is talking, and someone comes up and says, "Shani, na drone mo say a yes say ni say no." She has the courage she has gathered before she's asking, because she knows the moment she leaves, maybe it will become the topic of discussion.
Yeah.
And to talk about the fact that if it is a man or your partner, to the extent that he cannot get up, he will sit down.
It's not good.
Very bad.
No, actually, because if he can't, if you're in the room with him and he's trying to get intimate with you and it's because of that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. Let me play the audio again. Some people just joined us. Let me play it real quick. Please take a listen to it and keep your messages coming through 0548841039. 0548841039. Kindly use the hashtag Candid on Hits FM.
By sharing this, it should tell you how much I'm in need of help. I have dated my woman for over 2 years this, and she's equally my kind and type of woman. No nagging, very beautiful, hardworking. And now I want to settle down with her. But I have a very big problem. My woman has this funny smell at a private part, and it makes me very uncomfortable. We have been intimate for just 2 times throughout the whole year I've been with her. But anytime she visits and I try to go down, the smell hits me so hard that I don't even get erection. I have introduced her to my parents, and we want to settle down. But I don't know how to tell her. It's somehow, I don't know how to tell her about the observation. But what do I do? It's really eating me up.
Not walk around smelling other people's own. So
we're still discussing this thing. And let me move on to my dear darling Winifred. Because Charlie, Mr. Frimpo is quiet. I'm sure he's about to release it to us and give it to us left, right, center.
Me,
I'm very anxious for it. But Winifred, you were saying something. I really want you to reiterate that for our listeners.
For me, even let's say the Bible says in Amos 3:3 that can two walk together except they agree. This is a lady who has everything that you want in the woman. And you've introduced her.
Mm-hmm.
Something as simple and basic as this, you can't communicate with her. Then when you marry, what are you going to communicate?
True.
This is a woman you want to have children with.
Yes, ma'am.
So you had a first one. Take it for instance. Maybe she had a very tiring day, sweaty, and that happened. The second time, immediately, you should have sat her down. Talk to her. Baby, I went there. Maybe it was oral sex. That's how he smelled it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he was entering. Talk to her and ask her, have you noticed this? Should we go to the gynae?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I change the soap that you use?
Mm-hmm.
Or we should do this and that? He should be open enough to tell her, because apart from love, sex is the most important thing in a relationship and in marriage.
Yes, ma'am.
So if he can't have that, then why are you going into it? Forget about introducing the person to your family. A broken relationship is better than a broken marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can't communicate with her, how... You had the first one, you couldn't communicate until the second one, and you couldn't communicate, and you're waiting to bond with her forever. Don't do it. Sit her down. If you can't sit her down, apart from the two of you in the relationship, who else is the third person that the two of you go to when you have issues? Bring the person in. If you're so shy that you think you might end up losing, let her take you home. Talk to the mother. It could be that from childhood, she doesn't know how to wash under over there.
True.
There are so many things that people learn from other people. Even douching. I have never douched before. But from childhood, there were people who were douching and they were putting odor.
Yeah.
I've never douched. All I do is wash with liquid soap,
mm-hmm.
or I use water in my menses and everything. And that's it.
Yeah.
I've never douched. I've never, even when I was in Achimota, I used to get white. I left the boarding house. Just as small, I'll get white. I'm that sensitive.
Yeah.
So I make sure everything, even when I'm going to the ladies, I take a tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't end up coming. Because my dates in Achimota were
trouble for
it
you.
It was just like that. So I'm very careful.
Mm-hmm.
So she might not know. Maybe she might have used certain places that she might have. Normally, when mm-hmm. you get infected, I'm not a medical doctor, but I've been through that. When you get infected several times, the scent over there changes.
True that.
and you might not know that it's an infection.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it becomes liquid whitish, becomes yellowish and thick. And smelly.
That means it's a very deep infection.
Exactly. It's happened over a period of time. So just, if you can't tell him, just go and confide in a gynae. Just tell her that you want to do medical checks for the marriage. Let the gynae do those checks. If he can't open up and tell her, let the gynae do those checks. And see what she can do.
I like that.
Infections like that can result into getting married and not being pregnant.
True.
So many things can come out of it. There are some, when they do even get pregnant, there are complications afterwards.
True that.
So it's better he finds out now until he gets married and start crying and wasting our problem with further issues.
Drops mic. Wow.
But because I've had conversations, I don't know why women don't like going to the gynae. Because whether it's a man or not, they're just there to help us.
He puts their hand inside your
But that's his job. It's not like he's going to do anything. It's just his job to make sure that. Because with this thing that you're saying, we've had conversations where gynaecs have mentioned the fact that if you don't take good care of your down there, it causes a lot of things. So probably you can't have kids, and you don't know, probably because you weren't keeping yourself clean.
Yeah.
And you brought this out.
And some people, I don't know the environment that they find themselves, but I started with my menstruation in my JHS back then. And we were taught how to do menstruation, hygienic menstruation. So normally when your menses are in such a way that you are not able to hygienically treat yourself, you end up having an odor. Then when the white comes in, it becomes a secondary issue.
Mm.
Then an infection comes in when you go to boarding house. It becomes. So there are some people, they've been through such phases. And there are some today douche and overdouche.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it gives them a sense. And it becomes more like a body odor. There are some people, they have body odor. But it comes from down there. So the earlier you treat it, the better for you.
Mm. And everybody.
Yeah.
No, thank you for that. Thank you for that, my darling. And that was Miss Winifred on that one. I agree with her totally what you're saying. Women, I think we need to take this particular thing that she's saying very seriously. It's very important to meet a gynae at least once a year. If you haven't done it before, do 2-3 months so that it'll be good for you. Then you can adjust to the 1 year, because it's very important before you start having kids and you get pregnant. Don't wait till you get pregnant before you start going to see a gynecologist. It's very, very, very important for all of us. Now, let me move to Rhoda. So, how would you feel if your Mr. Frimborn said, "Girl, you smelling funky"?
I wouldn't mind. I'm married to him, right? And marriage.
No, when you guys were dating.
When we're dating, I was planning on getting married to him.
Ooh.
And so, to me, marriage is when you have those difficult conversations. And so, if you can't have, because to me, I see everything as preparation. Like, you don't prepare for the marathon the day before. You prepare, you know, months, weeks before that. So, if this is maybe a test of how can he communicate to me when we have a difficult conversation in our marriage, that's how I would see it.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't take offense to it, because to me, it's only a person who cares about you that would even be invested in you to tell you something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, he's also benefiting from that or being hurt by that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if I care about him, I love him, I would be receptive to it. I think how delivery is important, how everything is said and how you go about handling it. I mean, if he's with his boys and he says it, we're done.
Yeah.
Right, we're breaking up that day. Yeah. Because why?
Mm-hmm. You know,
but if it's like, you know, we're sitting down, we're talking, we're chatting or something like that, and by the way, you know, hand on the knee, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, okay. Me knowing me, I'd be like, okay, it was coming, right? But I would be receptive to it because it's him. I think if you can't have these hard conversations now before you say I do, then what happens when maybe, God forbid, you find out that you, the man, can't have kids?
Yeah.
How do you come home and tell her that?
That's a difficult one.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
So if you can't be transparent and the communication is not that clear, then you're wasting your time.
Right.
Wow. Right. Please keep your messages coming through. It's just facts that is being spilled on the show. 0548-841039. 0548-841039. Our social media handles at HITS1039. We're live on Facebook. I want you to see these amazing people here giving me back-to-back facts. Now let me move to Mr. Frimpon, the only man here who had enough time for us this afternoon. How would you feel if your friend, you know, approached you and said, "Charlie, my girl, Charlie"? How would that be the advice you'd give?
I mean, it's a very sensitive topic to treat, whether it's coming from the man or coming from the woman. Because even imagine you approaching a friend to tell him or her that you have a bad birth.
Hey.
As a it's a very uncomfortable topic for anybody to treat. So personally, I think that conversation needs to be had. And coming from we the men, let me put us all in a category. Coming from we the men, we have to display compassion, because it's a very sensitive, as I said, very sensitive for anybody to treat. So approach the lady with compassion. If it is too difficult for you, if you have a relationship with the mother, with the lady's mother, I think it's also best if you approach the mother and speak to her from that perspective. And if there is something that the mother can do, she can also add her voice to it. But it all starts from you. I mean, you as in we the men. You have to sit her down, have that compassion, speak to her from a place of love, not from a place of hate or anything like that, or
disgust,
and have that conversation with her. Because whatever that you whatever that you tolerate now is what you tolerate in the marriage. And if you know you can't, what you call it, stand the smell, or don't even have an erection during sex before marriage, you definitely cannot handle it in the marriage. So this is something that needs to be discussed even before we say that I do's and that I don't. And so I'm guessing these people also do not go to church, because the fact that you say no sex before marriage has been thrown out.
Suffo has entered the room.
Thank you, sir. Please, let's go ahead, sir.
Suffo has landed.
It has been thrown out of the question. So, I mean, the deed has already been done.
But Suffo, don't you think that... Wait, let me play the devil's advocate here. If he hadn't, you know, checked it out, because you can't buy a new car and leave it in the listing and say, I'm waiting for the D-Day. You have to, you know, test drive it. Yeah. And then he's driving it.
You don't have to test drive it. He's right. You don't have to test drive, because in Kawan Kwanko test, you know.
How would he have seen that this is bombastic?
No. It would have been from a different dimension. He would have tested it on the day and would have assumed that because of the stress of the wedding, that's how it happened.
Right.
But in the marriage, there is counseling before marriage. So they would then go to the counselor. I've heard instances like that. And in marriage, when they are married, the man can say that, babe, once he notices that, what you could say is, baby, now before intercourse, you, the man, will decide, baby, can we go and take our bath? Then you bath and say, baby, can you put this there? Give her something to put there, so that when you're entering, it smells good for you. That's another suggestion, apart from going to the gynae with the person.
I like that. Mr. Frimpong, finish up for me, because, you know, for me, one of my colleagues in Edukumi will be saying that practice, you know, abstinence. But we didn't do it, but we're telling you anyway, because we've been there and we've seen it. Yeah. A lot of people don't understand that. And somebody will stand on this and as a justification as to why they should be, you know, checking out those things before they get married and stuff like that. Is it that we have it all wrong?
I think we do. Because looking at it, is sex the primary objective?
No.
For him getting married to her? That's something that we have to ask. So now that you have found out and you've realized that there is an odor coming from her body, this is the second time that you are finding out. Now you are making the decision to not go ahead with the marriage. So one can ask the question, was it really love, or was it always about the sex for
you? Exactly. Exactly.
So we have to also take it into account.
Yeah.
But body is saying a car. Car and your test drive. You can't test drive a body.
Yeah. I'm just asking. Sorry, sir. I'm asking that. But in such a situation, if you were in that situation, what would be your outcome?
Approach with love. Come from a place of love and care. And sit her down and have that conversation. Because this is the person that you are going to dedicate and spend the rest of your life with. So even though it's a hard conversation, it needs to be had. That's the best way to go about it.
There's been this argument about, you know, women are trained as to how to be wives, but men aren't given that discipline of how to be husbands. Do you think, and this one is one of the such situations where he doesn't even know how to manage the situation. Here we are talking about the fact that men should approach this whole situation with love. Do you think that particular argument holds, that men are not given that education to be, you know, husbands, like better husbands, and that's why most of these days marriages are failing?
As our sister Winnie said, counseling. Counseling helps. So as a man, even if you do not, if you were not trained on how to be a husband, going through the right process sets some discipline before you even go into the marriage. So it's not fair to say women should be trained for marriage and men not to be trained to become husbands, because it works. It works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So as counseling has to be there. You have to go through the proper counseling before you even venture into marriage, because how can you go into something that you have no knowledge?
A lot of people on this show have said, I don't believe in counseling.
And with counseling,
sweetheart, wait. Let me learn so people give us better understanding. I know people who didn't do counseling. I know people who have said counseling is not good enough for them. I know people who just went through the counseling process and even post counseling cried down a problem. They don't even want to go because they're having petty issues. I know some men that won't, when you bring up, let's go and seek help because of what's happening, they won't go, they won't give you their mind. You, the woman, will be the only one going to find a solution. Why? Let's explain to people why it's important with such a situation and how, why it's important to go for counseling.
You even mentioned post-counseling. Post-counseling is very important after the pre-counseling before you get married and the post. Because most of the time when people are going to get married, before they get married, they are all excited and the butterflies are flying. Once they get married, they get to see a different face of it. The event is over.
Mm-hmm.
Most people plan for the one day. They don't plan for the process.
Yes.
So you have the post, and it's advisable that you should have a couple that, apart from the normal counseling you do in church or maybe psychological counseling, you should have a couple that you are accountable to.
Mm.
A model couple who might have the number of children that you desire, who might have the line of career, who might have exactly everything, whereby if your husband is refusing to listen to you, to listen to advice, your couple can easily call and tell your husband, I need you in the house by 6 p.m. And he's submissive too. So before you marry, you should decide on all this before you, the woman, or you, the man, will go ahead. That way, you can be rest assured the marriage can sail through for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, such marriages, it sails through for a while. But when it gets to the peak of separation and divorce, it's where all hands have been raised up.
Mm.
And everybody say it's better for you to separate. Most people, most counselors like Mama Kathy and the rest, are able to detect from the beginning that the two of you are not compatible. There are some tests that will run. They will run and realize that the two of you are not compatible. And you come to an amicable decision and separate.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why certain people wouldn't want to do church counseling is church counseling, especially when the two people are in the same church,
mm-hmm.
they can't tell the truth to them.
Of course.
So all they want is for people to marry within the church, and they end up marrying after 1 week or some days, or one less than a year, they are divorced. So it's now, we are advocates, I'm a counselor myself, mm-hmm. we are advocating, do the secular counseling. You can be a Christian. Go and find a counselor somewhere. Let them do the 5 languages of love. Get to know what your love is. Get to know quality time. Get to know all those things. Read books on relationship, marriage. I mean, this guy, if he had read books or he had certain circle of friends, it would have been solved. He could have easily, if he had a best friend, he could have easily made the best friend talk to the wife, the fiancé. Or even, as he said, the girl's mother. But here lies the case. I don't think the girl has introduced him. You have introduced the girl. The girl hasn't introduced you. So what point do you have? How did you do the 2 years dating?
Mm.
And if you slept 2 times, what was the interval?
Mm, good point. If it was a week, maybe she was going through something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or maybe that was even ovulation period.
Exactly.
Or something.
Exactly. Yeah,
good point.
So these are all the research and background you need to do about your woman or to do about relationship and marriage before you enter. There are people who have done introductions and parents who say no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they didn't die. They lived.
Mm-hmm.
So he should think, it's the ball. We can advise, but it's left to him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the one to take the decision.
I think to your question about the counseling, why people aren't interested in it, I like to always go back to the foundation and ask why. I think sometimes, especially with women, a man gives a brash answer, you just accept it.
Yeah.
But I probe deeper. I think that's one of the things, and you can bear me out, that was different when we started dating. Like, he would say something and stop and say, okay, why? I remember one day he said, you know, no one's ever asked me that. And no one's ever asked me why I think this way or why. So maybe if you've suggested counseling, whether you're in the relationship, you're getting married, and the guy's like, no, ask why. Maybe he's gone, he knows his parents went through counseling and the father slept with the counselor, so now he's traumatized. You never know why. You know, there may be things there. And it's kind of how my job is. Someone may say, oh, I don't want to do this. And my first question is, okay, why not? Because their people relate based on their perception of life. Yeah. And so if his view of counseling is, oh, we're just going to sit there and let some man tell me about my life.
Yeah.
Maybe he also had daddy issues.
That man is probably,
and he's not going to sit here and watch an unmarried or a grown man tell him what to, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
He understand the why and then meet the person where they're at. Because I do believe that counseling is necessary. We did premarital counseling with my pastor in my church. It was very thorough. I think my church... for about, I think, almost 4.5 months, thereabouts.
Whoa, that's good.
Very, when I say thorough, they are thorough. And it's no holds barred. Everything is covered, from the love languages to sex to the biblical understanding to secular view. Everything is covered. And I think it comes down to the individuals to understand the need for it. Some people do it just to check the boxes.
Yes.
Because we got to do it, check, done. Because like you said, they're focused on just that wedding day. But if you understand that this is necessary for life, because till death do we part, and death is long.
Mm-hmm.
It might be short, but by God's grace, death can be long.
Yeah.
You want to invest. He read books up the wazoo. Like, he, from Dr. Miles Monroe to several books he's read about marriage, because he didn't come from that background, right? My father didn't come from a married background, but he's an amazing father and husband to my mother and to me. So to me, sometimes I think not having it is not an excuse to not become it, but you just have to make the conscious decision that this is what I want for myself and for my life.
Thank you. It needs to tell yourself that I want my story to be different.
Absolutely.
That's all.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that. You see, this is quite interesting. I like how you've broken things down this afternoon, and the need for counseling, because a lot of people want to run away from it because they think it's not necessary. But these things come up,
right.
And then you find that the right people who have been through these situations, and they can guide you out and help you out of it. Because, like one of our friends was saying this afternoon, marriage is not children's play. It's not. Shout out to Kitchen. He said it's not child's play.
Yeah.
It's not child's play. It's a lot. It's for the matured minds, and you need to be able to be mature to be able to handle that. Because sometimes your woman will step on your neck, not intention, like not physically, but she could do something when she enters the house. She just won't shake him, like, yeah. Or he will enter the house. He's done something. He knows behind every angry woman is a husband who doesn't know that
he's done something
wrong. You get me? Because he's like. You know, not that he's
oblivious
of what happened. He said something that he didn't mean to, but these things help us out. You understand? Because there are assignments that you do when you go to counseling and that. And then you can, like she said, choose a secular person. You guys can be honest, because sometimes the churches will ask, have you done it before? No. You know you're lying. You've done it. You've done it so many times. You understand? I was supposed to say we shouldn't do it. So, yeah. But this conversation has been very factual.
To add to it now, even
yes,
if
my
you've
love.
Done it, God forgives.
Absolutely.
Confession is right. So you do the confession. You do the confession, and the two of you sit and agree that though we tested in the past, we are no longer going to do it till we get married. Then that way it restores the trust and the loyalty.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So you've heard from the panel, and I just want to take a few phone calls. So I'm going to open the phone lines for just a few minutes. So give me a call, 0302-216568, 0302-216567, 0548-841039, 0302-216568, 0302-216567, 0548-841039. I wish we don't finish this conversation because I'm having fun. Like, give me a phone call, and any question you want to ask, anything you want to add to it, please. Right now, real quick, real quick. I'm taking it now, sharp, because these people, you know, they've taken a whole break off their busy schedules to sit here and have this conversation. Check, like, it's me that they're talking to. This one says, thank you for the important topic. Please, one of your panelists is lagging so much, but we can't guess what she's saying.
It's probably me.
Yes, you. Jovita Exclusive Fashion Committee 20, Batruna, thank you. Okay, salute from all your intelligence. Oh, my baby boy. Ablay Kumanana says, get busy. He just salutes to all of you, the intelligent panelists in the studio. Get busy. He's an amazing rapper. He's my boo of life. my biggest supporter. Good afternoon, I'm Johnson from New Ayoma OT region. Please, I want to ask that, is it good for a woman to be denied, a woman to deny a man sex meanwhile they have four children? Over to you people. Wait, before you answer, George is on the line. Hello, George, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, George, yeah. Please go ahead.
I'm George from Dummy. Actually, this is actually my first time calling. I've actually been listening for a long time.
Thank you so much. George, please go ahead. Please.
So, I feel this guy, he's actually not ready for marriage. Maybe he has the money, though, but he's not ready for marriage. Because something as basic as, how are you going to marry somebody for the rest of your life and you something as delicate as this, you can't talk about it? He's normal girlfriend, boyfriend, because when I do something with you and I feel it's not good, but I will find a way to talk to you about it. But you want to take it to the next level, marriage, and you can't talk about something like this. I don't feel he's ready for marriage. Maybe he should reconsider it.
Thank you so much. I have another question on the line. Hello, another question.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my dear.
Explain.
Yeah, another question, please go ahead. I think I lost him over there. I'm so sorry about that one. So let's answer Johnson's question. He said, can a woman deny a man sex meanwhile they have four children?
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. No, I'm married.
Context matters.
Well, he didn't say they're married. Yes. He said they have four children.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
Yeah, context matters. I mean,
married.
If they're married, is she fasting? Because biblically, she can do that if they had a conversation. So she can.
And she's probably tired.
Yeah.
Those days.
Like, how many times is she denying him? How often? When is he asking? Is she just, okay, are you going to work, coming back and sleeping and doing nothing all day? And she's been at work, comes home, watches the four kids, changes them, puts them to bed and sleeps. And now you're like, call, I want some.
I have Pasolo on the line. Wait, hold on. Pasolo, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Empress.
Good afternoon, darling.
Oh, please. You people are doing a fantastic job. God bless you, okay?
Amen. God bless you too.
Impressioner, one thing I have learned in my small knowledge is that whatever the issue is in a relationship, try to deal with it. Don't take it into the marriage. Whatever the issue is, try to solve everything before you move on into marriage. You see, me, I'm a man. If such problems you find on your lady that you pretend you say you love, you have to be able to tell the person, because the more the things, the more it kept long, the more it becomes dangerous to handle. So I think the moment that you encounter that this is the problem, you can just book a doctor for her straight up to take care of her, so that you make things very on a safer side for the person. Empress, I'm out.
Thank you so much. And I have Picture Ghana from Sam. Hello, Picture Ghana, how are you?
Nah, I miss you, Papa.
Oh, I miss you too. Please go ahead.
Right, so I have this statement I learned from my counselor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what he told me was to dress and keep.
Picture Ghana, hello. Yes. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yes, dress to keep. So, if you don't have a friend, like your partner is not your friend, this conversation will be a very difficult conversation to have. So you don't just go about saying that, oh, okay, this is what the problem is. You have a way to let her understand that you feel uncomfortable with this situation before you can address it. If you guys are not compatible in that conversation for part or being friends, it will be difficult. And if you can address it today, I don't think whenever they get married or you people get married, they can address it or they can even talk about it when you have problems. The best thing is find a way, a good time. You can go out, have a drink, have some conversations, and then, yo, let's do this. I think it's this is what I've seen or I've noticed. I want us to fight it, or I want us to get to find a remedy to this thing. Or probably we need to go see a doctor and have a way to sort it, because I don't think I want to settle down and have issues with this aspect of your life or your body. I think it's something that needs to be addressed and not...
Okay, I lost him yet. Hello, I have Nana Benny from Airport on the line. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you doing?
By God's grace, we're managing it.
Thank you so much for the work you're doing and then your beautiful panelists. Their submissions are up.
Thank God for that.
The little I would like to add is, you see, I think the guy has a little issue with communication. Because you've been with someone for 2 years, and you said you guys have been intimate for about twice. Great. Now, if you realize that there is something off about the person, and this is someone you intend to spend the rest of your life with, and you cannot talk to the person about it, if dating, you can't talk to the person, is it in the marriage that you'll be able to have these kind of conversations and other important conversations with? You can't. So from the word go, I think the guy has an issue with communication. He should look or find ways and means to discuss these issues at this stage. Because if he's not able to do that now, and he waits until they are married, trust me, when there are serious issues, communication will be a problem and they will always have issues. This is my little piece I'd like to add.
A little piece, but it's very valuable. Thank you so much for calling. And let me get back into the studio. It's time to wrap up. But let me read these messages. This one from Pastor before I call. It says, any problem you encounter in relationships, try and solve them before moving into marriage. Don't wait to fight those issues after you get married. It will make the marriage very difficult to enjoy. Empress, the guy should book a doctor very quickly to take care of this. This is not a big deal at all. Pastor Lekono by Inside Spintex. It says, good afternoon now. If you have a partner and you notice something particularly negative about her, haven't found a way to resolve the situation yet, you went ahead to introduce her to your family. Me, there's only, I can say, Nana Kofi from Moyarefa. And Nana Kofi says, yes, it is difficult sometimes to have this kind of conversations. However, when that non-judgmental room is not created between lovers to be able to have discussions like this, then you don't belong. Assure your partner it's okay. You can have your own crisis too. Seek medical care and go through the process together. When the public is judging your partner, you must be the safe space they can run to. Be there. That's really good. Now, the woman needs serious medical attention, serious screening. The worried man should let the doctor know the bad smell. That's all. Possibly she has a high parasite infestation. The bad smell under is similarly halitosis, bad breath, also caused by parasites. The smell emanates from openings of the body and can be a grim put off. It's my 2 pence. Atu, thank you so much, eh? I didn't know you were in the medical field. Just one day you broke it down, Pa. Big shout out to you. Tell her in a nice way, if she refuses to treat or listen to you, then let her go, because no matter how it is, she will never listen to anything you say to her. That's coming from Francis Kelly Mark. Good afternoon, my beautiful people. Good afternoon. Now, I think the guy has to sit her down and talk about it. Talk about the issue or take her to the hospital and get her checked on. Now, kindly from Ashali Buche. Nana Pakusi says, instead of introducing her to your parents, you should have first introduced her to a doctor. Asuma Abdul Mooning Yogi says, but is this the right place? Why not go to the hospital? Well, people always ask other people for help. And Pafanyo says, my guy, you know, try. You shouldn't have even brought the issue here. This is simple. She's your woman. The best you can do is help her overcome this. In fact, I don't even think you want to marry her as you claim, because why can't you tell her and help her about this issue? It's very simple. It's unfortunate. Some people don't think the way we do. You like this, you know, you've been through it, a little bit of life. Some people haven't passed through the fire like the way you've passed through. But look, this conversation is lit. Yeah. I've learned so much. The notes I've taken in my head, it's plenty. It's really plenty. And my ladies and my gentlemen, I just want to say thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the education. I have been very educated this afternoon. Yes, my madam. Okay, but Rhoda, I've got to ask you two things before. Why are you in Ghana? Why is that? You are Ghanaian. Why is that? You don't sound like Ghanaian.
Because I left a long time ago to go to the United States.
To do what?
My parents essentially dragged me there. But yeah, I've been living in the States for over 25 years. Yeah, my father was a pastor here at Full Gospel, and then went to Ghana to start a ministry. And I didn't want to go to America, to be honest, because, you know, Sofoba, Ghana is good life for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, walking up the hill to go to school in the snow was not fun.
Okay.
But either way, I stayed there. I went to law school there. I am now a U.S. immigration attorney, and I've been doing that for close to 10 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I started a law practice out there with two offices, and I'm supposed to be opening up one in Ghana God willing, God willing soon. But I'm here for, it's a program called Beyond Borders, to kind of give information to the Ghanaian people who are looking to either visit, study, to study or to live in the United States. Because a lot of what I've seen in the last 10 years involves issues that happen when people leave here. Yeah. And then they come there and they don't want to pay $15,000, $20,000 to fix the problem. Exactly. So rather than coming to pay there, I'm like, let me come to Ghana and tell you how to do it correctly so that you don't mess it up for you, mess it up for yourself. Because
please, when is this happening?
Oh, yeah. So it's happening this Thursday, Lancaster, Accra, 7 p.m. We still have a few more tickets left. We are selling tickets. So it's currently for Accra. This early bird is over. So it's 500 Ghana. It was 200, but it's not 500. We're doing it in Kumasi as well next Wednesday, October 16th. That's still early bird, so that's still 200 Ghana. Lancaster in Kumasi. So, yeah. Hey. Former Golden Tulip.
Please, Lancaster in Accra, 500 Ghana. Is it the early bird? She didn't tell us on time. Say 500 Ghana. But if you like, you and I can pick and go to Kumasi. 200 Ghana.
200
early
is
bird.
Not much.
Lancaster, Kumasi, Accra. Let's go. Because this one, we have to understand.
Yeah,
you get me?
Yeah.
But it was so nice meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you.
And
thank
it's
you.
So nice having your husband here, too,
thank
to
you.
Explain
yeah.
these things to me.
Yeah.
Tech boys.
Yes.
They got it, girl.
They do.
So thank you so much. You're Winifred, welcome. I need to have you consistently
sure.
here.
Yes.
You know, putting sense into my head. Helping me and my listeners understand things, because there's a lot of things we take for granted.
Yeah.
Diana, thank you so much, because I know that today has been a very busy day for you, the sales team, and I really do appreciate both of you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Rhoda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Frimpong. It's
you.
A pleasure. A big shout out's going out to my producer, Bradash. A round of applause to him. Big shout out's going out to Mr. Hagler, DJ Fantastic on the ones and twos. Alaji W. I'm not seeing my lunch today. And then to my baby boy of life, pointing out things to me. Please. I told you, we already put a number together for you guys. So you can send all your situations to me on 050-908-8923. If you call, it won't come. It's WhatsApp. 050-908-8923. Those of you who keep asking for numbers and stuff, I got a phone number just for you. 050-908-8923. 050-908-8923. Just send me all your situations. We'll handle it on the show. The ones that we can't handle, we'll give it to our counselors as usual. We have on standby just to help you out. Thank you so much to DJ Bradash. Big shout out to DJ Fantastic, to Mr. Hagler, to Arnold. There's a birthday I need to do for you real quick. This one says, a happy birthday to Amanyakwa. I want you to know that I love you and appreciate your loyalty to me. As a friend, keep emitting love and positive energy to everyone you come across. Age gracefully from your friend and your friend and sister, Isinam Chikata. Happy birthday going out to you, Amanyakwa. My name is Ajele Doku. It's always been a pleasure. I'll be back tomorrow with more amazing conversations to have with beautiful people who teach us a lot of, give us a lot